Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Just fine.
All right. Well, apparently it was something, you know, the background in there.
Uh-huh.
It may have been that dictaphone.
Uh-huh. Something else. These telephone lines look beautiful, and I don't know what they all are. I gather that one and two are the ones that we record on. Those are for his own personal use.
Uh-huh.
What is the page? Is that when we want somebody to come in and get something? Or what?
The page?
Uh-huh.
Hold on just a moment, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello, Vicki?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Taylor.
Well, Captain Taylor, hello. How are you?
Fine. This page is the Intercom 1. It was on, remember you had Intercom 1 and Intercom 2 on the call director before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the page...
But let me think. What do we do with it?
Okay, well...
let's go through it all.
Okay, page works those little speakers all the way around it,
mm-hmm.
all over the house. So
all right.
When you go in there and page, for example... You want to talk to the president or page
uh-huh.
him, just
uh-huh.
say, President Johnson, pick up.
Oh, fine. Then it's just that what we call an intercom.
Yeah, and
okay.
then if you want to talk just from call director to call director privately without going out all over those speakers,
uh-huh.
say, I'll paint another, for instance, you want to talk to the president or he wants to talk to you. If he'll go on the page and page you and tell you to pick up the intercom,
mm-hmm.
when he sees a light go on the intercom, he knows that you're waiting for him.
Good. Then we page on the intercom to tell somebody you want them. If you want to talk to them personally on the telephone, you pick up on intercom.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, without
okay.
going back through the switchboard.
Yeah.
You just want to talk throughout the house.
Okay. Now, what's private station 161? Is that just this telephone right here?
Private station is the one that just will appear at that call director. So that if you want the switchboard or the switchboard wants you, they can
mm-hmm.
ring you directly.
Right here.
Without going into those common lines that are
yeah.
around.
It's just the same like when we had all the little blue buttons all over everywhere, huh?
Right.
Okay. And then we have 3, 4, 5, and 6 just for general use.
Right. And they can be picked up anywhere around the house so that if you're,
okay.
you know, talking on it, you want somebody else to get in on
mm-hmm.
it with you, they can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the presidential lines.
Good.
Now, those presidential lines have the tape recorders or the dictaphones
yes.
across them.
Uh-huh.
The keys to the dictaphone closet are right in front of you if you're sitting at the desk
uh-huh.
in front of his desk.
Uh-huh.
They're in that top drawer.
I found it. Thank you.
Okay. And to turn them on, you just flip them on.
Uh-huh.
There's one.
Now, something else I wanted to ask you. I have forgotten. I don't remember. Now, these things were turned off. You don't switch on both those things, do you? You switch on the power, but do you switch on the record?
When you switch on the power, you're switching on the record.
That's what I thought, so you don't need to have both on, do you?
No. When?
I didn't think so. Well, these things are both just going haywire over here. See, there's two switches. It says on and off for record and on and off for power. Now, I came in here and I just turned them both on, and they're both just running like mad. So all that's supposed to be turned on really is the power, and that automatically turns on the record.